Feeling like summer this weekend, except without the humidity. It's going to be a relatively quiet week of weather ahead. Morning lows each day will be in the 60s, pretty comfortable with that humidity staying down. And daytime highs each afternoon, I kid you not, I'm forecasting between 85 and 90 degrees each day. We'll get up to closer to 90 degrees and those kinds of marks, especially by midweek this week. The winds are going to increase mid to late week as well, and it is predominantly going to be an onshore wind, especially by Wednesday all the way through next weekend. We'll start with relatively light winds today and tomorrow. It'll still be very warm and it's still going to be dry. Then we'll get more of a sea breeze push each afternoon starting on Wednesday. And because of that sea breeze, we may have an isolated shower inland, mainly along and west of Highway 301, but the better chances for rain will be up in southeast Georgia. Even that chance for rain isn't that great. So if you live inland, you at least have a shot at a shower or two Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I would not get your hopes up, though, about rain. It looks like a predominantly dry stretch, and it looks like we are at the very least 7 days away from rain. There are at least some hints long term of the weather pattern breaking down and at least the door opening for the potential for rain moving into the area, but that's a long way away. So I would plan on a dry stretch this week, whether that means you got to run the sprinklers or maybe that means more time to enjoy outside, because again, it's not going to be overly humid. But grab that sunscreen if you're going to be out for extended periods of time each day. The dry weather is not great for wildfire season. So today is 10 days in a row without measurable rain at Jacksonville International Airport. That's a long stretch. It's not at all uncommon for us to have these long stretches this time of year because April and May, it's the dry season. It's usually the driest time of the year, and the days are getting longer. So that means more moisture in the ground is being evaporated. So outdoor burning is probably something to avoid, at least for the next week, as, again, doesn't look like there is much relief in the form of rain headed our way. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.